When the days came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought Jesus up to the temple to present him to the Lord. Now when they had fulfilled all of the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own country, city of Nazareth. Jesus grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what did you get for Christmas?
Jesus Christ.
A man tells the story when he was a little boy, 7 or 8. He received a Nintendo, and they were at that TV screen 17 hours a day, right up until school started. All excited. He could hardly wait to get to school to tell the kids he got a Nintendo. And on the way to school, everybody he met on the sidewalk, strangers, "We got a Nintendo for Christmas. We got a Nintendo for Christmas." Now, when we were children, we did, St. Paul said, childless things. But now that we are adults, we put away the things of a child. And I ask you, what did you receive for Christmas? And you said, "Jesus Christ was my gift that I received from the Father." And those of you, like a child, are excited about what you have received, about whom you have received. And like a child, share this with everyone that you meet, even strangers. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. For you're no longer excited about a new sweater or a potato peeler or a gold watch or a pearl necklace. Either we're living in reality and we know what we're about, or it's all just, "Yeah, he gave us his son, but look at my new watch. Yeah, I know, Jesus came. He died on the cross for us. But I got a potato peeler." No. Jesus. It's the most moving thing when I watch the Blessed Virgin come, holding Jesus in her arm, and reaching out a child to me. This story is told about a mother and family and their new baby, and they went to a restaurant, and all of a sudden the child was all excited and in the high chair there, and across the restaurant was a bum. Now I mean a bum. If he had 2 teeth, that was a lot. He was dirty. He stunk. She was sure he stunk, but he was too far away. She couldn't smell him. And he was playing patty cake with her baby. Why would she stop that? The other people noticed. They were smiling. The baby was beautiful. Just the eyes were aglow. Now he's playing peekaboo. Oh, she told her husband, "Hurry up, let's get you with this meal." They finally got through with the meal. They grabbed the baby up. They didn't eat anything because they were just too excited because of, well, the communication between the two of them.
And as she was leaving the restaurant, she prayed, "Oh God, don't let me run into him. Don't let him. Sure enough, he's right there at the door. That baby turned from the mother and almost jumped into the arms of this vagabond and hugged him. Finally, the mother got the baby, and the man said this was the best Christmas I've ever had, lady. And as she walked out, she knew what happened. She was so possessed of that child, she didn't want anybody, unless they were clean and acceptable by her, to ever touch that child. She said, "That's what it's like with the child Jesus. I was looking at the way he was dressed and the way he talked and the way he acted. And Jesus looks into the heart and you recognize love. That's how Jesus is." And Mary turns to us and says, "Here." How do you think she feels about putting her son in the arms of someone like me? And Jesus comes. And he whispers to me and he said, "You can ask anything you want of the Father. Use my name." And then he says, "All your sins are forgiven. Even the sins of your youth. I belong to you. Call on me whenever you're having a problem." And then he breathes on me and says, "Receive my spirit. If you have a problem, you've got the Spirit of God in you. That's what you received on Christmas. Jesus Christ. And you're excited about it. And you share it. And you let everybody know, even strangers, I got Jesus for Christmas." You're the happiest people in this church who know that you've received Jesus. If you don't know it, you're not there yet. But it's coming. We're promised this is a jubilee year. Graces of abundance are going to be poured out. You're going to get excited. It's a year of grace. I commend you for coming today. You were just in church yesterday. You woke up and you said, "Oh my goodness, it's Sunday. It seems like yesterday was Sunday." It's Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. Jesus sees this. And even if that one person said, "We have to go to Mass," the Lord knows that you want to do what He wants you to do. And on that first Sunday after Christmas, we always have the Feast of the Holy Family. Now, as we've come out of the worst century in the history of man, one of the institutions that's been attacked is family. The enemy has an agenda. And if he can destroy the Trinity, he'll be victorious. And your family is a sign of the Trinity. In love, in peace, in unity. And the agenda was to make fun of the head of the family. That's what we'll do. And so there was sitcom after sitcom about how dumb Dad is. Whatever he did, he just fouled up everything. And then Mother had to come to the rescue, or one of the kids would teach Dad, because he's so old-fashioned, he didn't know anything. And together they'd laugh at him. When you come with that child, just starting your family, so beautiful. Oh, how gorgeous that little child.
Then you think, yeah, but he's going to turn to a teenager. Then you hear, I hate you. I hate this house. I can guarantee you, parents, that that little baby will always be close to you and respect you and love you. If you do one thing, in Jesus Christ, you have to do it. If you can do one thing, remain one mother and father. If you are one, they cannot divide you. We've gone through an era in which the bride would say, don't quote Colossians to me. You can't pick and choose the Word of God. If He's given us His Word, if one word is rejected, you know the last chapter of the book of Revelation. Hell is yours. Anathema seat. I can guarantee if you are one, I don't care what he is at work. Maybe he's just a total nobody. But when that man walks into that house, he's the king. We listen to him. He's our father. Maybe she's put down by her sisters. Maybe they make fun of her. But she's the mother of this house. And we are one. Oh, you're just saying that because mom wants it. No. Don't try to divide us. Mom and I are one. And this is the way we're going to carry out the work God has for us. We are not to be divided. You are one. And you build up a respect. We've talked about respect, and it's very, very easy. It's a matter of an intellectual consent of the will. You respect that person. And if you don't know how to do it, you just find something that they do right. And you just think about it, and think about it, and then you find another thing they do right, and another, yeah, but he does this wrong. That's all right. He's not perfect, but he does this right. He's a wonderful father. He comes home after work. You just start adding things that the other person... You can do this. You can be engaged to a prisoner. And oh, he's the most wonderful... Well, look at the crime. No, forget about the crime. He wrote me a note. He's so nice. Yeah, I know. But he hurt his parents and walked against from them. And he even slapped his mother. It doesn't matter about that. He called me the other day. And he's very, very nice. And you can take anybody and make them nice. Definitely your spouse. You can make them very, very nice. By not looking at their shortcomings, their imperfections. Now, if there's a major problem between mother and father, then you have to bring in a third party, a priest, a counselor. You have to be one. Otherwise, they will destroy you. And if they don't destroy you, parents are destroying their children before they get a chance to. It's evil out there. You don't fool around with a family. If you started it, you keep it together. And you do it by loving that spouse God gave you. And remaining one. And this is the grace of the Jubilee year. We're going to have families that love God all their heart. And children raised in the image of Jesus Christ. Because parents will be living the life, not cursing and swearing. And then demanding that their children watch their language. That doesn't make sense. Everything that we do here, catch the flame, catch the spirit. Everything we do, we're doing it because it's from our heart. When you come and bring an offering, it's got to be a sacrifice. It's not a show. When you come to receive the Eucharist, you're in the state of grace. You're one of God. It's not just a show because everybody else is doing it. So in your home, don't just do something in front of the kids, but really you don't believe it. And when they go to bed, then you turn on your pornography and television or internet or whatever it may be. They don't ever have to see it, but they see it in your heart. If you ever expect a child to do anything and you're not doing it yourself. But that's what the Lord is going to take care of. Because you're giants in the spiritual walk. You've already gone through the fire. You've gone through hell. And the Lord is leading you out now. Open your hearts now to this conversion and to this wonderful life that He has for us. Because you received Jesus for Christmas. Maybe your kids weren't there, or maybe you didn't get the iron that you wanted, or you didn't even get the potato peeler. Who cares? We don't need any of that. I got Jesus for Christmas. He's walking with me. Live the life of faith. And you single mothers trying to raise a family without that spouse, you ran off. Or you kicked them out. You're trying to do the impossible. And that's where God comes in. He's wonderful doing the impossible. All things are possible with God. You and God have to be together in raising that family. I don't know how you can do it. It's impossible. So don't ask me. But with God there, you can raise children 100 times better than the Kalenda children, than the Preston children, than the Nimo children, because God is with them, the Ciccone children. Because God is with you, and you can do it, and you will do it. If you're one with God like you're one with a spouse, do you think if a parent is called home ahead of time, out of due time, do you think just because mom's alone now that their kids are all going to be dysfunctional? God is with you. It's hard. Of course, it's hell. It's impossible. But He can do it. And He will do it. We're involved in miracles, wonders. Because I got Jesus for Christmas. And He walks with me. What did you get for Christmas? Jesus. Please stand.